Hello everyone, I'm Gustavo Candela, and it's a pleasure for me to be here, and I'll try to learn from you, and I hope that you find my presentation interesting. And well, I work as a software developer at the Digital Library Miguel de Cervantes Virtual. Do you know this digital library? Anyone? No one. Well, okay. It promotes Hispanic culture. And we have many works from Spain, but also from many institutions, mostly from Latin American countries. Okay, and I'm also a teacher at the University of Alicante. Well, firstly, I'll make an introduction. Then I'll talk about the keys to success. And I'll talk about the relationship with Wikidata. And finally, I'll talk about the future work. Well, in 2015, we decided to migrate our traditional catalog to a Link Open Data platform. And we wanted to promote data sharing, interoperability, data reuse, and dissemination of best practices, which is basically the main principles of Wikidata, I could say. And well, it started as a prototype. And now we could say that we have a state-of-art Link open data set. Well, at the beginning, we were working basically with March 21 cataloging standard, and we decided to change the whole architecture using a Ferber relational data model, which is promoted by IFLA. And then in 2015, we decided to create this Link Open Data repository based on RDA as the main vocabulary. And thanks to this work, we were awarded with a Stanford Prize, and also we published several articles in relevant journals, like Semantic Web Journal, but then we were a little bit lost. And luckily, in 2017, this year, we received a call from people from Wikimedia Spain that they were using our metadata in Wikidata, okay? And we also had the opportunity to attend that tech conference where people from BBC were also interested in our metadata. And well, they are also using this repository. And last Tuesday, we received an award from our government in Spain. And today I'm here at Wikidatacon trying to learn from you and trying to explain what I did. This project. Okay, why we did it? Because we wanted to open our traditional catalog not only to humans but also for computers, and we also wanted to establish links with BIAF and Wikidata and broadly used repositories. Well, when you work with March 21 and many institutions at the same time, you're gonna have problems identifying similar authors. And we still have this problem in our project, and also with the links in Wikidata. And I talked with the cataloging department in order to try to fix this problem little by little, and they agree. Okay. And well, we also discovered that we could further exploit the information that we have in our repository. Like you can see here, Sevilla in many publication statements. And well, I did a prototype in order to locate this information using geonames. And as you can see there in the references, the website. Those are the main entities that we have used, which are based on RDA and Ferber. You can see work, specimen manifestation. People familiar with Ferber know these entities. And those are the access points that we have for all these entities that you can access in our platform. And well, for us, it's very important to create links to many repositories. Right now, we are working basically with Wikidata. We are not many people in my project, and we have to do our best with minimum time. But also, at the beginning, we were working with DBpedia. And well, lastly, BBC and its project called RES, it's also working with us. Although we did all this work, we face a problem of visibility. And Since the very beginning, we have been working very hard in order to increase our visibility with all these techniques. We created a technology blog, a GitHub profiles. I'm trying to encourage students at my university in order to use these metadata repositories. Those are the properties that we have in Wikidata, which are mostly person and work. And here we have some other additional properties that we could create because we have very important information related with these subjects. And also, as I said before, we are trying to, well, we have established contact with Wikimedia in Spain, and we would like to create an event for next year in order to help librarians to edit on Wikidata and to reuse the information stored in these link open data repositories. As a teacher, and in order to teach my students how they can use these repositories, I have created a WordPress plugin, which is not very complicated, but at least they can see how this information can be reused. And I have the code and everything in case anyone is interested in take a look. And also, using all these technologies, I have created a search engine using the information stored in Wikidata and creating search engines that where you can filter the information and those kind of things. You have the code and the link there in case you want to know more. And well, about the future, we have many lines, like for example, crowdsourcing, natural language processing. I have been doing some preliminary tests using the library of Stanford. And also we have a prototype for a social network called Galatea. And obviously we are working really hard on metadata enrichment, and we could also exploit better our digital content. And those are the references, the articles and many things. And thank you very much for your attention. In case you have any question, I'll try to do my best to answer you. Thank you.
We have time for two short questions. And I have a little question for Roland and Adelheid, whether or not it would be possible to move the second talk of Daniel Mietjen to the last position. So you'd be having a talk a bit earlier. Is that okay? Huh? No, not now, but a bit earlier then. Okay, fine.
Thank you. Could you say a little more about why there are only 150 linked works?
We are actually working harder on person identifiers. And okay. I only did manual work with our best works. That's why we only have.
Okay. This. Are you aware of the mix and match tool?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Is the next speaker present? Ah, hello.
Hello, good afternoon. I am Carlo and he's Eugene, and we'll be presenting about documentation of Philippine heritage through Wikidata. Just to give you a short review of how the Philippines documents its heritage, it's not good. If ever you want to go to a cultural institution or a natural an institution that is in charge of documenting our cultural and natural heritage, most of the time they will tell you they don't have or it's still a work in progress. Or most of the time they will ask you to go to this institution, to another institution, to go to the National Museum, to go to the Commission of Culture and the Arts, so on and so forth. But actually under the law, which is RA1 Republic Act 1006 or the National Cultural Heritage Act of 2009, the National Commission for Culture in the Arts is mandated to establish a repository of cultural heritage, which which is called the Philippine Registry of Cultural Property, or PRICO. Whereas the natural heritage of the Philippines is protected or documented by the Department of Environment and Natural Resources, also under a law, a 1992 law, several years ago, which is the National Integrated Protected Area Systems, or the NIPAS. Between the two, between the Philippine Registry of Cultural Property and the NIPAS is quite good, the documentation is quite good, because there is a database called Protected Planet who documents it. But actually, it's not the Philippine government. And whereas with the PRICOP is still in progress after several years, 2009, it's now 2017, almost 10 years, the registry is not yet done. It's not yet complete. So most of the institutions are still doing the job. And what we do in the Filipino community, the Wikimedia Philippines by that time, established the Cultural Heritage Mapping Project in 2014. And the main goal of CHMP is to document cultural heritage using Wikipedia and Wikimedia Commons. So we write articles, the volunteers write articles, they document, they go to different places, they map it, and then they write. And the output of that project was, we created 291 Wikipedia articles in a year for around 30 volunteers, I think, 30 volunteers or 35. We improved 503 Wikipedia articles. We have 37 did you knows and 4 good articles, which is actually not part of the project since we are only on the writing part and the uploading part in Commons. And we have contributed more than 5,000 images uploaded. And what happens next is an improvement of what we do now with Wikidata, which will be discussed by Eugene.
Hey, thank you, Carlo. So based on that successful pilot project that we had a few years ago, we decided to launch the Encyclopedia of Philippine Heritage program in 2016, which basically the idea is to include natural heritage and not just cultural heritage. And we expand the project to include Wikidata, Wikisource, and possibly Wikivoyage. So now I'll be talking about the Wikidata aspects of this project. So our first Wikidata-based project is to document the historical markers of the National Historical Commission of the Philippines in Wikidata. So this is similar to the open plaques or the historical markers database project that you can see online, but using Wikidata. So here's an example of a historical marker for the Philippine national hero found here in Berlin. It's in MIT. And in order to surface the data in Wikidata better, we developed this online web application that shows historical markers already on Wikidata using an interactive web map. And this is actually powered by a really long Wikidata query. I can explain it to you, but there's no time. So our second Wikidata Days project is to document cultural and natural heritage sites of the Philippines in Wikidata. So here's an example of a heritage site in Wikidata. And we also developed a counterpart web app to do the same thing. We're fans of Monumental, but we think that the more tools there are, the merrier. So here's an example. So go back. So I'd like to show some things here. So we're showing photos from Commons, an excerpt from the Wikipedia article, designations linking to the Wikisource for the declaration property. And the rectangle there comes from OpenStreetMap. So we're using Wikidata as a central hub for linking to all of these projects and showing them as an interactive tool. So we've recently partnered with the PRICOP team at NCCA, as mentioned before, and we've agreed to cooperate on helping each other with data curation. So basically helping each other to complete our data sets. And our midterm plans for the future is to continue adding as much data to Wikidata as much as possible, improve the web maps to surface more information from the Wikimedia projects, and also to start development of a mobile app so that people can use the data from Wikidata easily on their phones. And thank you.
We have time for some questions. Anybody? Nope. So, thank you very much. And we're now moving up to, oh, there's one question. Sorry, I did not see you, sir.
Thank you. I have just a question. You have just the English interface, or you are targeting also to some another languages in Philippines?
Right
now, labels and
right now we're focusing on English, but yeah, we also plan to work with other Philippine languages as well.
Thank you very much. Sorry.
Hello. So, hello everybody. My name is Heidi. I'm a film historian and a film archivist. I'm also the editor of an online journal, which I'm going to talk about now. So you see, this is a work in progress I'm presenting. It's a little project that has no formal structure. It's no formal project. So. And I stand here on the shoulders of all these computer scientists, but I'm the lucky one that presents today. So save your more technical questions, please, for them. One of them is here. Yeah, she sits here. Okay. So this journal serves as a test case for the delivery of factual knowledge from scholarly articles to Wikidata. Two sentences about my journal, so you understand that it's really it's a niche topic we're talking about here. The scope and the content is that it's a film, media, and digital cultures of Eastern, Central, and Southeastern Europe. So it's kind of a cross of Slavic studies and film history, film scholarly topics. We have open and themed issues. For example, we have an upcoming issues on women and editing, but basically you have a wide range here, as you can see, articles on Estonian newsreels, Polish conceptual art, all that. Some more facts. It's a little team that's working on this journal. It's founded in 2015. We're on the fifth issue is coming up. It's a double-blind peer review process. We're using OGS, Open Journal Systems, for publishing it. It's hosted by the CEDIS at the Freie University in Berlin here. One specifics about this journal is that we have the navigation, abstract page, and the submissions in three languages. So in English, Russian, and German. We have articles published in their original language. So for example, if an author wants to publish in Ukraine, she can do that. We provide abstracts and keywords in the three languages. There was some talk about labels today already. I think this is something that our journal can really help here and provide already keywords on which, by keywords we mean people, geographical information, and just all sorts of information that can be found in the articles in three languages. So from a scholarly or from an editorial perspective, what we are interested in is, of course, we want to increase the impact of our research that is very, you get the idea, is very niche. We want to enhance the visibility of our own journal. And of course, we're also interested, since we are dealing with audiovisual topics, we want to explore the functionalities for digital publishing generally, like in we want to embed videos, we want probably also visualize information from the videos, but this is all things for the future. So how to achieve that? I was awarded a Wikimedia Fellowship free open source last September, and luckily I met Claudia, a computer scientist from the Freie University, and she was my mentor, so we could get this project started. So very soon we had the idea of making the factual knowledge that is hidden in the texts available to a broader audience, and we came upon Wikidata to do that because this will result in a win-win situation for both sides. as I already said, that the basic idea is that we publish the factual information in Wikidata, and probably in the future also are able to enrich our own articles from information coming from Wikidata. So these are our guiding questions, but basically it's about that people like myself, the editor that has probably not enough experience or the technical knowledge, has to be able to edit or to deliver the information to Wikidata in a sustainable and easy way. So this is just quickly the concept of this data publication pipeline, but what we use is a semantic annotation software, Neonion, that was developed by the Freie University in Berlin. So the knowledge is mapped to Wikidata and later ingested into Wikidata. And we use the terminological knowledge available in Wikidata to improve the possibilities of annotating data in Neonion. I have brought a little video that we can play after I finished with my presentation here. So we have thought of three steps how we can do this the delivery of the factual knowledge. And one would be, so to say, I'm starting with probably the easiest up to the more complex problems or ways. So first of all, we find the corresponding statements on Wikidata and support them by adding bibliographical reference. And since I think it's important for Wikidata to have references, I think that this is what we can provide here. And I should probably also clarify what I mean by factual knowledge from the articles. That is basically names of directors, film titles, biographical information, and all that. Another way would be of adding new statements to an entity's item page, or of course, if the entity is not there. And I can only stress again that we're talking about a field that you probably wouldn't find too much on Wikidata, that we create this item page and we can enrich it then further with types. So I'll probably skip the technical challenges mostly here. And one word about a recommender system that we also have been looking into. So to make it as possible, to make it possible for the editor to start in an easy way, we start with seed annotations, and Snoopy is a system that it was developed by the University of Innsbruck. Can recommend then more properties that as you as an editor have probably not even thought about. So now, probably I just played from the, it would be so easy. So what you can see here is Neonion, the semantic annotation software that I've been mentioning, and this is as you can see, it's a manual process that I find here the titles of films, I find people. So, Claudia, if you want to add anything here, it's probably pretty self-explanatory, and we also don't have to... It's a two-minute video, so I think we still have time.
What you could actually see that it's already connected to Wikidata. So the data that are... the annotations that are created already have the identifier to Wikidata. And... as Heidi said, that we have a kind of seed vocabulary, and then in the background, this recommender tool was just looking for additional properties that can be used or that are being used at the moment on Wikidata in the context of the items we have been already using.
Okay, so just to round up, because I was...
There's one... not the computer scientist. So there's one interesting aspect. So we do not add the information like automatically to Wikidata. I hope it goes a little bit faster. Just to add this, at the end you will see an interface that it's still a manual process. So we can also set relationships, as you can see here. But people have to make the decision, should I add it or not? This is what you can see here. So there's an action required by a person, and here the person can say it can be added or not. Okay, sorry, Heidi.
Okay, thanks. I'm happy that somebody said something meaningful to this video. Just to round up, because you probably might ask yourself, so what's in it for the film scholar here, if we have now data on Wikidata? I would just like to add that particularly film historians have always performed not only aesthetic investigations or deciphered narrative structures, but so under the terms of new film history or new cinema history, there is a significant demand to include information, curated information and referenced information, so we can do investigations into economy, culture and audience over a certain time and place.
Thank you very much. We have time for one short question, and I have a question to the public. Is the person or handle PMoos was scheduled to be a speaker? Are they here? Ah, wonderful. Sorry, we skipped you. You just might go now, and I'm sorry for making a bit of a mix-up. So, one question.
Hi. Thank you very much for the interesting presentation. I don't know if this is on. Okay. Anyway, thank you very much again. I had actually a few questions, but I'll make it short. This is actually very interesting because it actually gives the possibility to add actual data about articles in Wikidata. But so far, if I'm correct, scientific articles have only metadata specified in Wikidata. So this kind of means that there is a paradigm change into what this type of articles contain in Wikidata. And actually, the question is not only for you, but also for the people from Wikidata. What do they think? What do you think about this? Does the community agree? Okay, no worries. But we will talk about it later.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
So, thank the two of you.
Well, hello. I will introduce myself, just waiting for the presentation to start. I'm PMoos. I'm from France and interested in... okay, so... I'm from France and mostly I edited Wikipedia, and the goal of this presentation is to explain how I being a Wikipedian, how I am trying to become a Wikidatist, and an example on what I'm working is the French communities of communes. It's not so interesting, maybe, the subject, because it's very typically in France, but it may be interesting to describe. I don't have time to explain you what it's about. So just remember that communities, intercommunal structures, is an administrative structure, and it may be compared to goats. I will explain you why. A picture shows the goats, and like the goats, the communities, intercommunal structure, are same kind but very different. That's the point. That the same. There is no P31 is not the same, so it needs to be described in a very fine sort. But it's a bit. How can I say? It's a they are same kind but different. They are everywhere, like goats. Everywhere in France. The world country is covered by intercommunal structure, so it's interesting almost, but we can pick if there is we can point if there is an information lacking. But it was not always the same. It's very dynamic. We have major territorial reform. In 2014, it was a time, it's interesting because it was a time where Wikidata just began to be created. And we have another one, another reform on the 1st of January this year. And that's where the things begin to get worse. And the last thing is nobody cares about them. It's not true with goats, but, there is very few people interested in this information with these items on Wikidata. That's interested because when you are starting to work on it, you have to you can be alone and you can structure correctly the information. So what I did. First, as I said, there is a kind of desert because the description, there were very few data that had been added in 2014, but many things changed before, so it hasn't been changed on Wikidata. Another thing is that it's very dynamic. We had intercommunities merging each other, so it's dynamic and we have connection to put between them, but it hasn't been done. And the last thing is that most of the time we did not have the unique identifier that can allow us to connect with a database, with national database that can be used. So most of the work, and I am still doing it, is to make it and structure it by hand. If there is no information, no basic information on Wikidata, you can run a boat harvesting a database, but you have to check it before, and it's a place for human to work on Wikidata. It's not only a place for boats to edit and Wikidata. So I built a query with the help of Nicolas. I don't know if he's still here. Okay, and a query that can make me check every element in each in the whole country and seeing if there is information lacking, and if there is total lack of information, that is the worst thing, but then I have to edit by hand. So it's a work in progress, like this bridge, and it's still a work in progress because there are some difficulties. I have no time to explain all the difficulties, but there is differences on items between, and some items are linked to French Wikipedia, but other items are linked to German Wikipedia. Don't ask me why, but German are interested in communities of common. So it may be difficult. It's not as difficult as on other subjects, but it's still difficult. Second thing I have to do is to write some rules. Of course, it's a thing to do after, and then when the structure will be done by hand, but it's a long-term work. Then it will be time for automatic edits using the links between the identifier and the national database. And the goal of it, just remember that I was interested in that subject because I was at the beginning of Wikipedia, is to use the data on Wikipedia, but I think that's the same thing with everyone. And so when Lydia talked this morning on using and reusing the data and the project, there is still a great opportunity because articles are not changing at the time it should be. So when Wikidata is up to date, it's more and more easier to use it on Wikipedia. I don't know if we have time for questions, but for this subject, we have so many things to be pointed on every kind of subject. The thing is that without human editing, Wikidata is really, really a poor thing, I think.
Thank you very much. We have time for one question. Do you have one? Nope. So thank you, and welcome, next speaker.
And I will explain within the next minutes how Wikidata data are used in the WikiVoyage project. And at first I will remember that WikiVoyage is a sister project Wikipedia and is a travel guide. And we have experience with databases since about 9 years. I will show you some examples at first, at which positions we use Wikidata in our templates. And I brought with me three examples, and I will explain them in these photographs. We have, of course, information boxes. And I must not explain them so much, but I will show you some problems. Maybe we have an information about the country of the town of Dresden, and you can see it with this sign, some data were taken from Wikidata, other ones were edited manually. And we are able to show the people that a data set is not yet available at Wikidata, and we can also show the differences between manual editing and the data in Wikidata. The most impressive template we have is a template which is showing all the data for a single institution, like a hotel, like a museum, and so on. This template could be specified by about 40 parameters, and about more of the half of the properties we can take from Wikidata. These are, for instance, the names in international and local names, and so on. We get the coordinates, and at least also, for instance, parameters like booking.com hotel ID. This special template can be edited, and also the editor. We have a special editor for this because it's too complicated to edit in a media wiki syntax. So we have a special editor, and the special editor is also showing which data are already available in Wikidata. We also use maps, and the data from these maps came from Wikidata or were supported by Wikidata. So we have places on a track, and we have put a track here on the map, and these data are stored normally in both Wikidata and at MediaWiki Commons. But we have a lot of problems, and I will show you only a few of them. We have, for instance, I showed you the country of Saxony. This property is not named in the data set itself. We had to look for several levels to find this country, and maybe we do not have success because such a country is not named as a first order administrative entity. Over several times we had to simplify some instances, because we did not know that the railway station is an interchange station, but we will only know that the station is a railway station. Or we have problems with overseas territories, because they use different languages, currency, and so on. And you cannot ask this or cannot get this information from Wikidata. So we have several solutions to overcome this. Sometimes we really prevent to make expensive accesses to Wikidata. We stored the information about countries, regions, and so on already in our program code. So we must not access them. We have several lists, for instance, to simplify instances. We have a list of instances we know, and we try to check all the instances, all the subclasses, and so on. If we know anything of these classes in Wikidata. So. And wir es eigentlich mal sehen. So, which ideas we have for our future? We hope to overcome this to use, for instance, Sparkle queries, which are not yet allowed or not yet possible to use in articles. We want to have some more improved Lua interface functions to let our questions be answered in a more simple way. And we also want to use or want to make a travel planner, maybe a review forum in the future using Wikidata. But I think one slide was missing, but I can explain this, and I should know this. We have the template describing our institutions like hotels, and we use them about 200 times per article. And if we did not do anything, we need a computing time of about 20 seconds. Now we had to find ways, like the tables I mentioned, to overcome this. And we could reduce the computing time to about a fifth or a tenth, so we can use it. These data so often, but it cannot be done by simple access of Wikidata. It was expensive. So I thank you very much for your attention, and we can also use the time after this session to discuss this in more detail.
We do have some time for more questions if questions are present. Yeah.
No need. Actually, later we are doing another talk about automated templates. Yes. And there are quite good solutions that could also be implemented in Wikibayas, so you are invited to come and discuss them, because it will be easier and not so expensive in SparkGL or Lua.
I also spoke yesterday with the people from Wikidata, because one of our solutions we proposed here will be solved within a few days. For instance, to filter the entities, because we do not need all those 200, 300, 400, 500 properties, but only 5. And we can reduce the time to use these functions. And I think after 1 or 2 weeks, it will work in such manner.
Okay, so no more questions. Thank you very much, Roland.
This one is actually a merge of two submissions I've made on related topics. And so the basic idea is to look at what we've done in terms of outreach efforts over the past years in the Wikimedia community more general, and then see to what extent we can apply that to Wikidata. And I'm focusing here on two different things that are kind of related. One is the Wikimedia in Residence model, which came out of the GLAM community, has now ventured a little bit into other areas, like academia, for instance. And here, the basic idea is we identify someone who is knowledgeable about some aspect of Wikimedia, and then goes to some institution and helps them engage with the media community, Wikimedia community, and also infrastructure. Initially, this happened before Wikidata was around, so there was zero Wikidata involvement. Over the years, the involvement with Wikidata has actually grown quite considerably, especially in the libraries, but also in the museums and in other related contexts. And so I would just like to bring this up and also actually invite feedback ideas on how we could make that more systematically. And the other aspect I would like to bring up is we have a number of editing contests that, especially on Wikipedia, but also occasionally on other projects, where the idea is to improve content and to kind of mobilize the community to that purpose. I haven't seen anything similar on Wikidata yet. I am not sure whether Wikidata is actually a good place for that, but I just want to bring this up as an opportunity. In other contexts, it's also not labeled as a contest, but more like collaboration of the month or something like this. And I would like to see something like that. One concrete example is there is Wikiproject Computation in Biology, which collaborates with a scholarly society that has been running a Wikipedia editing contest for like 5 years now, which has had a Wikidata component for 3 years now, but not a lot of engagement from the, let's say, target community, which is basically undergrads in computation biology. And maybe we haven't found the right way to engage with that kind of community around Wikidata yet. And if any of you have ideas, they would be most welcome. Maybe that entire concept of the article writing contest doesn't really translate to Wikidata too easily. Maybe we should be thinking more in, let's say, data model terms. So not focus on like the level of an individual article, but let's say on getting a data model right for a certain class of item, and focus on those kind of things. And then maybe once we have a data model, try to apply that to the extent possible to all items that are actually in that class. And then we could, or even develop quality control criteria, these kind of things. All of that could be part of traditional outreach activities, because this is an area where we are not alone. There are others that are doing this, that are curating this kind of information. They just don't use our platforms necessarily. And we could use things like the Wikimedia in Residence model or other workshops, equivalent of editathons or backstage passes, to engage with those communities and then maybe make them more aware of what Wikidata can provide to them, and also make the Wikidata community more aware of what those institutions can provide to us. So that's the basic idea. I don't have any big solutions or concrete projects. I just wanted to make sure that those kind of issues are being thought about here. And so while you have lent me your brain, thank you very much. And if you have suggestions on how we could move forward in concrete steps along those lines, or if you already know of someone who is, let's say, a Wikidata in residence, I would love to hear about that. Or if you have ideas on how to leverage initiatives like a collaboration of the month or some contests, or let's say, think in terms of Wiki loves data rather than, or even in addition or in conjunction with Wiki loves other things. That's just basic input here. That's it for the moment. Thanks.
We do have time for some questions, so
yeah,
over there.
Hi, Daniel. I think I'm from the GLAM sector. With Wikidata, we are in a lucky situation. Already metadata nerds out there, and maybe contrast to writing a number of people professionally, it's quite large, and brain this like
speak into the microphone,
please. Stuff like that. I think if you target this multipliers in the professional, that would really help. And I think it needs a different approach than Wikidata person in residence. I think you can do a lot with more extended workshops. And I think the interest is absolutely there. Georg, wouldn't you agree?
Maybe this could go in the same direction which was mentioned in the in the report on the status of the project with the ecosystem, so that maybe with distributed implementations or so on, which were curated then by specific domain-specific institutions or so. I don't see actually coming all people in residence to Wikidata, but just I think one could go out as well. I don't know.
Well, just to clarify, the in-residence piece was in reference to the institution where the Wikimedian would serve, work, whatever. We don't really expect people to reside in Wikidata. That's where the data is in residence on Wikidata, but people still go to institutions and things like that. Bots reside on Wikidata.
My name is Mohammed from the Arabic Wikipedia. I have a question about how to promote Wikidata to a community that is not really involved with it. I think we need some kind of abstraction of the level we are talking to such community, and we need a lot of more promotion work that I don't see. And maybe it exists, but it's not visible. That's my opinion.
Yeah, okay, well, we don't have the time to give any, even a shadow of a comprehensive answer to that. But let me try to just ping one thing in response, and that is think of pilot projects. Try to identify what your community is interested in, and then let's have a look together as to what Wikidata knows about that topic. Or if there is a large gap, then what other resources are there that we could leverage for Wikidata in order to show to that particular community what Wikidata can do for them. That's very general, sorry, but I'm happy to discuss how we could do it on the basis of a concrete example.
Any more questions? No? So thank you very much, Daniel.
Thanks.